going on, Eagles fans? Welcome into another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast, available as always on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. It's game day. Eagles take on the New England Patriots in their second preseason game today at 7:30 p.m. is first kickoff. You can catch the game, obviously, locally on your local networks. But if you were out of town like me, it's NFL Game Pass. You can get a free trial for 7 days if you want to catch the birds against the Patriots today. Last time, I don't know if you noticed, but the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year, and who they beat? The New England Patriots. So we get a rematch today in the second preseason game. Coming up on the show, what we're going to be talking about today, an injury report of players that aren't going to be playing against New England that maybe would have been enticing. Also, some players to watch. We're going to keep an eye on some of the positional battles still, the weak side linebacker spot. Who are some young and older players to keep an eye on today as they try to battle for not only a spot on this Eagles roster, but a significant role on the probably the deepest roster in the NFL. So that's what's coming up on today's show. We are previewing tonight's matchup between the Eagles and the New England Patriots. And before we get into, you know, the injury report, players to watch, The petty fan in me really wants to see something interesting tonight. I know it's only the second week of preseason. Both of these teams they're probably the two favorites to get back to the Super Bowl next year. So they're not going to show a whole lot, especially Bill Belichick. You're not going to see them show any significant looks on offense or different formations and packages on defense. But look, I'm also an NBA fan, and most people that like basketball know it's the pettiest league in all of sports, where there's just so many feuds between players of random teams. For example, Joel Embiid and Russell Westbrook. One team, you know, Joel Embiid's on the Philadelphia 76ers, Russell Westbrook's on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Two teams that only play a couple times a year, they're in opposite conferences, but that rivalry is going. So the NBA has taught me to be extremely petty in sports, and I want to see the Eagles pummel this Patriots first team in the first half. Nick Foles is going to play tonight. I want to see him put up a couple big touchdowns. Lane Johnson, you know, he was saying he hopes that New England raises hell. They hope that, you know, the Patriots fans boo them out of the building. You know, the offensive line, they embrace that, especially Lane Johnson, who throughout the offseason has called out the Patriot way, basically calling all Bill Belichick's players robots. And although I don't disagree with him, you know, that's going to maybe come with some flack today. Although, if it's up to Lane Johnson and he thinks the players are robots, which the majority of them personality-wise are, he's not going to end up probably getting any trash talk from any players, knowing Bill Belichick's disciplinarian style. So there's not a whole lot to watch on that, but you know, everyone knows the highlight of Lane Johnson throwing Von Miller to the ground with just one hand. I expect, hopefully, Lane Johnson just has a couple big power moves on the offensive line, takes down a few of those Patriot defensive ends that they manhandled in the Super Bowl, and then they come off the field. But so for me, obviously, as the analyst, I don't want to see any injuries. Get some good looks from the first team, from some of the young players to take another step, like a Shelton Gibson. But the fan and the petty guy in me really wants to see Doug Peterson dial up just a few big plays, maybe even some trick plays. Imagine running the Philly special in the red zone. I think not only would but Doug Peterson hear from it about, you know, the media, but not only would Bill Belichick probably say something, I'm sure, after the game, because it's just, you know, it's preseason, and, you know, there's an understanding of what the preseason is. But if Doug Peterson, how awesome would it be to continue his, you know, bold, aggressive mentality, and just this new ego to him, and this new identity? How awesome would it be for him to dial up something like the Philly special in the red zone? I don't know. Again, the NBA has taught me so well on how to be petty in sports, and I want to look for something exciting in that way, just some way for the Eagles to remind the Patriots that they took them down 41-33 in the Super Bowl. So that's the fan guy in me wanting to see that, especially with Nick Foles playing in the game. It would have been different if maybe Nate Sudfeld was under center, or even Carson Wentz, but they're trotting out the Super Bowl MVP under center today. I just hope that the first team can have some sort of success, maybe a bomb to Mike Wallace. Just get a couple scoring drives in there against this Patriots first team to just let them know, you know, this wasn't a fluke last year, which I think Bill Belichick thinks it was, and just show that, you know, this team is a force to be reckoned with. And of course, it's only preseason. There's not going to be any takeaways from the Eagles doing that, but the fan in me wants them to just shoot out the Patriots in the first half against that first team. So it as if to show, you know, we beat you last year, we're the Super Bowl champions, and we're coming again, and we should be the favorites over you to win the Super Bowl in the NFL. So again, coming up on today's show, we are previewing the Eagles-Patriots Week 2 matchup. In this preseason, football season is officially underway. And with that, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Vivid Seats, as football officially is coming right around the corner. We got preseason, a couple more weeks of that, and then that first Thursday of the football season, the Eagles take on the Atlanta Falcons at the Lincoln Financial Field, and you can be there. Thanks to Vivid Seats. This season, don't sit around watching the Eagles from home when you can be at Lincoln Financial Field in the crowd cheering in person. Thanks to Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats is offering Locked On Eagles listeners 10% off your first ticket order when you use our exclusive promo code Locked On. It's just one word, LOCKEDON. That's Locked On. New customers only, and the offer is good through the end of August. Preseason and regular season tickets are available now. The Eagles kick off their home schedule against the Falcons that first Thursday of the season. Against the Dirty Birds, rematch of that divisional round win last year, the most nerve-wracking game probably of my life as an Eagles fan outside of Super Bowl 52, just because of the finish. And you can be there for all the excitement. Go to vividseats.com or download the app and enter promo code LOCKDOWN for 10% off your first order. The offseason is over, the NFL is back, and Vivid Seats wants to help you get to the game. This offer goes until the end of August, so you still got a couple weeks where you can get deals, not just on the preseason games. You know, get 10% off if you want to go to one of the final preseason games for the Eagles, but regular season tickets are on sale on Vivid Seats. And again, 10% off an order is a really good deal. You can get cheaper seats. Maybe you want to spend a little bit more and get better seats. That 10% off is going to help you a lot. And we thank Vivid Seats for sponsoring the Locked On Eagles podcast today. All right, let's get into our second segment of the show, and it's the Eagles-Patriots preview injury report edition. We got to see who is going to be in the lineup, who is out, so then we know what to watch for today. Maybe, you know, if a few players are out, there's going to be their backups are going to have an opportunity to shine. So it looks like, we'll start off with the quarterback position. Nick Foles will start at quarterback. I expect him to probably get maybe a couple drives at best. I don't think he's going to play the entire first quarter, and Nate Sudfeld last week played the entire first half. Nate Sudfeld, you're going to see him in pretty early. I think Nick Foles will, depending on the success. So if they come down and say Nick Foles drills Mike Wallace for a 65-yard touchdown on the first drive, I think that'll be it for the first team, especially this year, considering there's not a lot to figure out with the offense and there's a lot of confidence in this team. I think that if Doug Peterson sees this offense having any sort of success over a drive or two and they lead a touchdown, I think they're going to pull him out. So Nick Foles is going to play tonight. The head of the Super Bowl run in 2018, the guy that caught the touchdown of the Philly special, the guy that led this Eagles team over probably the greatest dynasty in football, the New England Patriots, to a Super Bowl win. So it's cool that he's going to be under center tonight. But again, I think maybe he gets a drive or two, depending on the success of the offense. So maybe he gets a quarter. I doubt it. I think you're going to see Nate Sudfeld in pretty early, which is a good thing because I really liked what I saw from Sudfeld last week. I think the turnover is something he has to limit. The first one especially, it was a bad interception. The second one with Bryce Treggs, I don't blame as much, considering I think Treggs might have ran the wrong route. It's just a miscommunication. But, you know, that touchdown to Shelton Gibson was on the money. Some of his pocket movement, you know, pulling off Carson Wentz-like movement in the pocket, getting outside, finding Dallas Goedert in the end zone. I was impressed by Nate Sudfeld. Hopefully today he can get, you know, knock off a little bit more of that rust, because I think last week, too, he had some of the jitters starting his first game for the Eagles. Even though it wasn't a preseason game, he was running the first team, and that's a big step for him considering where he was just last year with the Washington Redskins getting waived and the Eagles picking him up. He has come a long way, so I think Nate Sudfeld is someone to keep an eye on tonight. Looks like it's going to be Jay Ajayi, Matt Jones, and Wendell Smallwood at running back, so Josh Adams is probably not going to play today, despite having a good week one against the Steelers. Donnell Pumphrey continues to be in the tub, and if you're in the tub, you're not going to make the roster. So Donnell Pumphrey, to me, is probably going to end up getting cut. I don't think there's any way he can make this roster unless he just absolutely blew up against Cleveland next week and then against the Jets week four, which I don't expect, considering he hasn't really shown. He looks more impressive than last year, but that's a pretty low bar that the Eagles had Donnell Pumphrey at last year, and he still made the roster just because of the investment they had in him. So no Donnell Pumphrey, no Josh Adams. Looks like Matt Jones is going to it's going to be his turn to take advantage in this fourth running back battle. Wendell Smallwood, again, is going to play, so again, maybe Ty just goes to Smallwood. Maybe they don't elect to keep three running backs at all, but Matt Jones, a guy that Deuce Staley really likes, a guy that I think this Eagles team wanted to really take advantage and embrace that fourth running back spot. I think if they had to choose anyone, they wanted Matt Jones to win that spot. Whereas now, if I had to pick a favorite, it would probably be between Josh Adams and Wendell Smallwood. But Jones will have an opportunity tonight to shine. And if he has a big day, I think Matt Jones will end up leading the club right now for that fourth RB spot. Looks like at wide receiver, Mike Wallace is going to make his debut for the Eagles. He's going to play. No Nelson Aguilar, and it also looks like no Mac Hollins. So the starting wide receivers are probably going to be a mix of Mike Wallace on the outside. You're going to have Kamar Aiken sprinkled in there, Greg Ward Jr. Shelton Gibson is absolutely going to play with the first team after his strong week one performance against Pittsburgh, not only on offense but on special teams. And he was working with the first team throughout practice this week, so I think you're going to get a healthy dose of Shelton Gibson. But it's going to be cool. Mike Wallace is going to make his debut at wide receiver today with the first team. So that's your injury report. It looks like Alshon Jeffrey's still out. Brandon Graham's not going to play. No Carson Wentz. But outside of that, it looks like that's on offense who we're going to have probably, a healthy dose of Matt Jones in the second half. No Corey Clement, by the way, either, after he suffered that injury against Pittsburgh. He is day-to-day. It doesn't seem like it's an overly serious injury for Corey Clement. But, again, with this Eagles team, there's no urgency to get these guys back until the start of the regular season because, Corey Clement showed me everything I needed to know against Pittsburgh. I don't think he has anything more to prove. I think he is set for a breakout sophomore campaign. So that is your injury report for tonight's game. Kickoff again, 7:30, Eagles-Patriots. Coming up next on the podcast, what are some things to watch between the Eagles and the Patriots tonight? What players should we keep an eye on? What roster battles? That's coming up right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. And we have a special announcement for the Locked On Podcast Network. Locked On NFL Draft, the incredible daily NFL draft podcast, has a new friend on the network. Draft Dudes is now part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs bring their draft takes every day on Draft Dudes. Follow on Apple Podcasts. You can find it as well. Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, pretty much anywhere you can find your podcast. The Draft Dudes are up on there, and that's just another NFL draft podcast, probably the best one on the market considering some of the guys, part of that network, what they've been doing on Twitter and on, their respective sites over the past few years. Guys like Kyle Krabs and Joe Marino do a really, really good job with the draft, and they're doing it now all year round, and it's on a big platform now you can see and you can listen to right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. All right. Players to watch against New England tonight. It's the same as Pittsburgh. The good thing is with this Eagles team is that there's not a lot of question marks. There isn't a lot of controversy, and there isn't really much to look for when it comes to how this Eagles roster is going to shape out until we really get down the line, until we get deeper into the battle. So, the battle for the fourth running back spot, or who's going to be that fifth and sixth wide receiver if they even decide to keep a sixth receiver. How's the offensive line depth going to shape out? It's really first world problems when you think about it from a football perspective. This Eagles team is ready to make another run of the Super Bowl, and there's not a lot of things that this preseason is going to, nothing in this preseason that's going to happen that's going to, change the tide of how this Eagles starting offense, starting defense look in 2018. It seems pretty set, and this is just kind of the preseason right now is kind of meant for just rounding out the bottom half of the roster. Is Cameron Johnson going to be the guy they rely on at punter? Who's going to be the nickel corner still? Although it looks like it's going to be Sidney Jones. So even the question marks like will linebacker and slot corner, it seems like it's pretty resolved already with Sidney Jones, and that it's going to be either Nate Geary or Kamu-Grugia Hill or a sprinkle of both. I bet you both are going to play a lot this year at weak side linebacker when weak side linebackers are actually on the field. Again, considering the Eagles run mostly nickel and dime packages where there's at least three corners, a lot of the time three safeties, with Malcolm Jenkins playing linebacker a whole lot of the time. So even Grugia Hill and Jerry, this roster battle we have to watch, it's not even a very important one, considering I think 2 years ago when all three of Jordan Hicks, Nigel Bradham, and Michael Kendricks were healthy, Michael Kendricks only ended up playing, I think, 26% of the snaps. So there's not a lot to watch for when it comes to roster battles, but a player I say to keep an eye on offense is wide receiver Mike Wallace. He's had an amazing camp so far. He was the only bright spot in that Ravens passing attack last year, and I think people don't realize just how big of an upgrade he is over Torrey Smith. You know, he can do so many more things than Smith is. Torrey Smith was literally just for deep passes, for drawing pass interference calls, for making plays like he did against the Vikings in the NFC Championship game, that flea flicker. But Torrey Smith last year dropped a lot of balls. He was very inconsistent. He had a couple big games, you know, the Cardinals game, he had the big touchdown catch. The Rams game, he was really good as well. He contributed in the playoffs. He did have a couple strong plays. I mean, the crazy play that against the Falcons where it bounces off Neal's knee, goes right into Torrey Smith's chest, the flea flicker touchdown. He had some nice plays in the Super Bowl as well, but he was a very limited receiver. Whereas Mike Wallace right now, you can put him in the slot if you want to move Nelson Aguilar outside, do some different things formation-wise on offense. Not only is he amazing on deep passes, and he's faster right now than Torrey Smith is. It doesn't look like he's lost any of that incredible speed that he's had really since his Pittsburgh days, but, you know, he's had the compared to Alshon Jeffrey and Nelson Aguilar, Mike Wallace has actually had the highest, you know, yards after the catch because, you know, his routes are deep and he's going to make plays down the field. It's not just the go routes, the streaks. You're going to see him down the field running different routes, and he's got pretty good hands. You're going to see a pretty decent-sized role for Mike Wallace this year in this offense, and today we're going to see that debut, and I'm curious to see what they do with him, what kind of formations they use him around. They're going to take a shot with him, I bet you, at least once, maybe even on the first play. That's how you get the Patriots, is the first play, just dial up a bomb to Mike Wallace. But I'm curious to see where they line him up, what kind of routes they have him run, because he is a much more well-rounded receiver than Torrey Smith was last year. And I feel like people think just because Wallace is that speedy, deep threat wide receiver, that he's just instantly going to be the new Torrey Smith, where he gets a couple deep bomb looks every couple weeks. And that's not going to be the case. I think he's going to have an extensive role as a well-rounded wide receiver. His route tree is much more complex. His technique is better. His hands are better than Torrey Smith. And I'm very excited to keep an eye on Mike Wallace tonight against the Patriots. Another player on the offense, I mentioned him earlier, because of the injury report to all the other running backs, is running back Matt Jones. The fourth RB spot is up for grabs. Anyone that wants to take it right now can take it. It just seems like nobody has really made a case outside of, you know, Josh Adams had a couple nice runs against Pittsburgh, but the guy can't stay healthy. Are you really going to keep someone like that as your fourth RB that you can't rely on if you need him, say if another injury happens and you need him to step up? I don't know, considering also he was undrafted. I still think Josh Adams is probably the favorite right now, but that could easily change tonight if Matt Jones ends up, you know, with a couple big runs. Maybe he gets in the end zone if his yards per carry is pretty high. You know, because Wendell Smallwood's last week was only around 3.6. Wendell Smallwood's been healthy, and he can play on special teams. He's been with the offense for a few years, but I feel like they're hoping someone else makes a case so they don't have to go with Wendell Smallwood. I feel like Wendell Smallwood's the worst-case scenario, and Matt Jones is going to have his shot tonight because Jay Ajayi will get a couple snaps. Darren Sproles is not going to play in the preseason, and then it's him and Smallwood sharing the reps. He's going to get three quarters to prove his point as why he should be the fourth RB. And again, Deuce Staley has really taken Matt Jones under his wing this offseason. I think they really want Matt Jones to be the winner of this battle, if you ask me, either him or Josh Adams. And right now, Adams is in the lead after a good week one against Pittsburgh, but now it's Matt Jones' turn with all the injuries to step up. So keep an eye on Matt Jones tonight. Again, with that Eagles offensive line, that even the reserves against Pittsburgh played really well against the run, or with the run, I think that Matt Jones is a player to keep an eye on tonight. A couple other offensive players to watch. Offensive tackle Jordan Mailata, the rookie, the rugby star. He had an up-and-down first game against Pittsburgh. You know, there were some times where he clearly, you could tell, has not played football for a very long time. His feet got stuck in some dropbacks, again, with pass protection. But then there were times where you saw that athletic ability getting up to the second level, blocking linebackers, and it's part of the reason why Jason Peters and Jason Kelsey and Lane Johnson have been so good with this offensive line, is the athleticism that this Eagles team has really liked since the Chip Kelly days, and even before that with Andy Reid. They have always liked athletic offensive linemen that can move around in these zone run concepts, and Jordan Mailata showed a lot of that against Pittsburgh. Hopefully he gets some of that rust off again today against Pittsburgh, or against New England. I'd like to see some better plays and pass protection. show some better technique with his feet and his hands, but there were times also that when Mailata got on his defensive end, they weren't going anywhere. You can definitely see the potential. Maybe he can make the case for this Eagles team to keep him on the roster instead of trying to stash him on the practice squad or on the phantom IR. So Jordan Mailata is another offensive lineman to keep track on tonight, as well as center Isaac Seumalo, a guy that he's gotten a bad rap throughout the offseason because of the snaps. Look, you have to get the snaps down. You cannot be throwing it over the quarterback's head or under for the majority of the time. He has not done good on snaps this year. But from just an offensive line blocking perspective, Jeff Stoutland said Isaac Seumalo was one of the most improved offensive linemen from last year to this year. So blocking-wise, I thought he held his own, too, against Pittsburgh last week. Seumalo is going to make this roster. The Eagles still like his long-term future with the team, but the snaps is something he's got to get down. Hopefully he can limit those mistakes today against the Patriots and does not cost the Eagles potential turnovers, because if you can't rely on him to snap the ball, it doesn't matter how good he's blocking, you're not going to play him at center. Maybe if Jason Kelce got hurt, Wiz would go down to center then, and Seumalo, or if maybe not even Seumalo then at that point, it might be Chance Warmack or Matt Pryor that ends up taking over at that guard spot. So Isaac Seumalo's got to get the snaps down today to add on to his pretty solid blocking so far this summer. He is a player, again, that he's getting a bad rap, but it's justfully so, because snapping is a very important part of being a center in football. So if he's going to be back at center backing up Jason Kelce, you got to be able to rely on him from that perspective, because you cannot turn the football over, especially if you're in your own territory. As a bobbled snap is not something that an offense can afford to have happen on a consistent occurrence. It hasn't just been one or two times for Isaac Seumalo. It happened against Pittsburgh. It's happened throughout practice, not only in the spring but in the summer. He's got to get that down, and hopefully he can do that tonight against New England. For defense, a couple young corners I'm looking to watch tonight is obviously Rasul Douglas, one of the my guys of the Locked On Eagles podcast. Douglas had a whirlwind of a first game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, had that amazing interception where he recognized the routes, jumped it, looked like a all-pro corner out there with the way he was recognizing. You know, his route recognition, I thought, has gotten a lot better from year one to year two, but then, you know, he doesn't play the ball right on that Juju Smith-Schuster touchdown, although I think he played, you know, he was in perfect position. It just looked like his feet got stuck in the ground, because even Juju didn't really get that high up. Douglas just didn't even compete for it. And then the second touchdown, he thought he was going to have help from Jeremy Reeves over the top. Didn't have that either, so Rasul Douglas gave up a couple touchdowns. It's been very up and down, even in practice. Rasul Douglas has given up some deep plays, and then he comes back with a very impressive interception. Hopefully this week he kind of gets that consistency level back, limits the big plays, but also makes plays on the ball. I still want him to maintain that aggressive approach. It's what Jim Schwartz likes in his corners, and it's what I like as well with Jalen Mills, Darby, Sidney Jones, Douglas. They're all aggressive players. They're going to try to make plays on the ball, and their confidence is if Douglas gives up a big play, he's going to come right back. You know, he gave up that touchdown to Juju, then comes right back, jumps a route, gets a great interception, and ends up putting the Eagles in a position to score that touchdown to Shelton Gibson. So Rasul Douglas, hopefully he can limit the big plays today, because I think he has a bright future with this Eagles defense. And then another corner to watch is Avante Maddox. He had a really good first game against the Steelers, and that paid off. He got first team reps in the slot 3 days in a row, actually, at practice this week. Maddox is a player that, you know, he's smaller, and that's why I even told Gino on the last show that, or a couple days ago, and you can check that out on LockedOnEagles.com or on Apple Podcasts, as we did our stock up, stock down segment for week two of the preseason. Maddox, if he was a little bit taller, I feel like people would want him as a starting corner on the outside in the NFL, because he has Ronald Darby type speed, whereas, you know, even against Pittsburgh, James Washington got a leg up on him, was open in the end zone. Maddox close in speed was able to, you know, make a play on the ball because he was able to get back into position to where he was in front of James Washington. Whereas a guy like Rasul Douglas, if he misses on a receiver and they got him beat, Douglas does not have the makeup speed to come back and make a play. He does have the length, so hopefully it's not, he doesn't get burned too bad. But a guy like Avante Maddox has that speed in the slot with those quick twitches, great movement of the hips, and he's got good ball skills, that he is someone, if there is a potential Darby trade to happen, maybe instead of just keeping Jones in the slot and putting Douglas on the outside, the Eagles might put Maddox inside and keep Sidney Jones on the outside, where eventually he will belong. I think Maddox has a really bright future with this Eagles team. What I'm going to be watching for tonight not only is his play in the slot, but he played pretty well on the outside against Pittsburgh as well. I want to see his tackling ability, too, because he is an undersized corner. And when you are in the slot, again, with nickel defense being pretty much the base defense now in the NFL, you have to, as a slot corner, be able to make tackles and make plays against the run, because you're going to be closer to the line of scrimmage. Sometimes they're going to be coming your way. And is Maddox going to be able to shed blocks and make tackles in the open field like Sidney Jones did last week? I thought that was a part that Sidney Jones was really impressive against Pittsburgh. Can Maddox do that as well? I'm going to be watching for Avante Maddox's tackling ability against the run as well tonight against New England. And then a couple more things on defense. The linebacker battle. I want to continue to see Kamu Grugier-Hill and Nate Geary run around making plays on the ball. We'll see eventually who's going to have the upper hand, because right now both had a really good first week. I think Kamu, out of anyone, would be in the lead to start, even though Nate Geary was the starting Will linebacker last week. I think Kamu's going to get the start today. We'll see if maybe Corey Nelson can make his case. He was the favorite coming into camp, but right now, I mean, he played deep into the fourth quarter against Pittsburgh. We'll see if he can make some plays to try to get his name back in that race. And then a safety to watch, Jeremy Reeves. Look, Trey Sullivan didn't have a great first game against Pittsburgh, but he has made some really nice plays throughout camp in coverage and with tackling. He's a hard tackler. I think they believe in his progress and his development. They had him on the practice squad last year. I think your four safeties that are locked in are Malcolm Jenkins, Rodney McLeod, Trey Sullivan and Corey Graham. Those are your four. And then they might keep a fifth, and I think they probably will. If they do, it's down to Jeremy Reeves and Chris Maragos. Can Jeremy Reeves convince the team to cut Maragos to try to free up that cap space? Maragos still isn't playing, but Maragos has a lot of friends on this roster. He's a leader. He's experienced. He's a really good special teamer. So Jeremy Reeves, not only as a safety, which I thought he was pretty good in week one, he's got to make plays on special teams this week to show I can do the things that Maragos does for a lot cheaper. You're going to get me on a four-year cheap contract, and Jeremy Reeves flies around the ball. He's got to make some big hits, and he's got to do it on special teams this week to convince them that he can have that role of Chris Maragos and convince them to keep that fifth safety because they believe in Reeves' development. I really liked Jeremy Reeves. I honestly had him as a fourth-round prospect for the Eagles. Where Maddox went, I actually had the Eagles, when I did my mock draft, I had the Eagles actually taking Jeremy Reeves. So the fact that they got him undrafted, I still believe in him as a potential guy to make this 53-man roster, and he's a player that I'm going to be watching today, not only on defense, but especially on special teams. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for today's edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast, available as always on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. Thank you for joining me today. Enjoy the game tonight. Eagles-Patriots, again, kickoff at 7:30. Appreciate you guys tuning in for live updates throughout the game and a post-game reaction. Follow me on Twitter at DiBiaseLOE. That's going to do it for today. I'll see you tomorrow. Let's go, Birds.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.